The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Barry. Ben Garrett is here.
It's him.
The founder of this year podcast, the namesake of this year's show, that is brought to you each and every day by College Corner, our good friends in Oxford, Flowood, and Ridgeland. You still got 9 days, Ben, if you want to go make a purchase at the store in Oxford on Sisk Avenue. Leave a tip that goes directly to the Grove Collective. Do so, and you will enter into a drawing to win a signed Grove Collective football by the head coach, Lane Kiffin. So, Scott and the folks at College Corner take care of us. They will take care of you, whether that's trying to win a signed College Corner football or you're just trying to go get you some new swag, get you some tailgating supplies, maybe a little gift here or there for somebody that's graduating, or yourself. That's College Corner on Sisk Avenue in Oxford, Mississippi, and Ridgeland and Flowood as well. You can also check them out, collegecornerstore.com. All right, Ben, we're here. I'm assuming we're here to break down the Drake Kendrick Lamar rap beef that has been ongoing.
There is no beef. There is no beef. My man, Dot put him down, bro. It's over.
I don't know when the funeral is, because the visitation has already been done. It's over. But no, let's, in all seriousness, let's get into the weekend. It was a busy one for Ole Miss. It was one that saw the Rebels add a big time transfer addition to this roster. I think one that, with all due respect to Amarion Walker, because it's two players at two different points in their careers, but Isaiah Hamilton, the Houston cornerback, goes ahead and basically just says, "Hey, I'm good. I don't really need to come and do the whole official visit and rigmarole. I'm just gonna just go ahead and call it quits right now." So he chooses Ole Miss over Alabama and Michigan. I think this is a big time upgrade. It's an older player, one that's played more. Amarion Walker, I think, could potentially be special down the road. Jim Harbaugh certainly thought he could be before the injury. He opts to go back to Michigan, and then Ole Miss just adds one of the better corners from the oh my God. It was Houston in the Big 12 last year?
I think
were they in the American?
Yeah, well, one or the other. You make the point, I think, that is the most important here as we get started, you know. You kind of went all the way around it, but you hit on it. Amarion Walker going back to Michigan is a loss because, I mean, he was one of their more highly touted portal additions because of what he could be. It wasn't because of what he was. He's a converted wide receiver, Amarion Walker, but it was the freak traits that Bruce Feldman had written about, just pure elite speed. But he hadn't really done it consistently at corner yet. But man, the upside for Amarion Walker is crazy. But this also shows you this reality of like how unique college football is as far as talent procurement, because in the NFL, there's one free agency period and then it closes. And then here you can quite literally sign in Amarion Walker, bring him in, get a look at him, determine if the fit is good. And then he's like, you know what? I think Michigan's the better fit. I was like, you know what? Yeah. And we've got this guy on the hook from Houston, who since 2001 has an 86.9 PFF grade at this position. You don't have to talk about hypotheticals or what he could be or theoretical what he could be. It's what he is. He's an 86.9 PFF grade, 12 interceptions, 18 pass breakups, 70.2 passer rating allowed, and 90.8 coverage grade since 2001. This is a step in and start kind of cornerback. And yeah, you ideally would get that, would have gotten that in Amarion Walker as well, but and you would take both of them so that you could have as much depth as possible. But you're starting to see that, you know, Ole Miss is going to utilize every single avenue and every single window, and roster management and roster turnover is not going to stop. It's going to be something that they work on constantly, even when you would think it would be slowing down. But there is no mark in the calendar yet for any school to slow down. If you're slowing down, you're falling behind. And Ole Miss has shown in this new age of NIL that no school is better benefiting from their organization than Ole Miss in the NIL space. And that's why an Amarion Walker is not even a blip when he leaves. You know, that's a big deal when he commits and for like a day and a half. And then he leaves, and most people are like, oh, yeah, I forgot he was here for the spring. Well, yeah, we went and got this kid from Houston. So it's a different world, but Ole Miss is operating at the highest of levels in this world, higher than most every other program in the country, beating Alabama for this kid and other schools too. But, I mean, you just see the culture shift. It's different. It's not what it's always been. Ole Miss not only takes a starter from Alabama in Trey Amos, but now you're beating out Alabama for a plug-and-play starter, not just at Ole Miss, but at Alabama as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's another good example of Ole Miss in this new age of NIL and it running rampant in this Wild West kind of variation of college football. They're just doing the thing, Zach, and this is exactly – I mean, there are no weaknesses anymore. You look at this roster, and now with – you know, the late most recent addition from Houston, the corner. Now you're talking about a roster that I'm trying to find the holes. I'm trying to find a hole. And phrasing, Ben. But, you know, there was a time back in 2011 when, no disrespect to Charles Sawyer, but, like, I walked out to the field and he was by far the best player, you know? I mean, you could pick out the individually select the best players on the team, and now you're trying to find a hole, and there isn't one. And they feel that. So I was talking to someone the other day. I went to see the Fall Guy. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And a friend of mine, older gentleman, who goes and sees some movies with us, he big Ole Miss fan. And he's fired up. And we hadn't seen each other in a while. He's talking about, you know, next year, because that's what people do with me. And that's fine. I want to talk about it. Ask me about my girls and Ole Miss sports. That's what I want to talk about. And he couldn't believe me when I said, I mean, this is the best team in college football, I think, on paper right now going into 2024-25. I think they have the most upside. I know what you're doing, but if this were any other returning program, blue blood, that had done it before, no one would be questioning it. I mean, Ole Miss, from top to bottom, have the established quarterback. Find me the hole. I'm looking at, I'm doing right now, working on an NFL draft, another NFL draft story. And since 2000 and, or since the 1950s, the most draftees Ole Miss has had is 9. And that's back when, like, rounds were in the 20s, you know, in the 50s, in the 60s, it's going to like the double digits. Now it's only 7 rounds. And the most Ole Miss has put in the NFL draft since it's gone to 7 is 6. And I'm looking at PFF projections for next year, Zach. And I'm looking at the players that Ole Miss could have drafted. And currently on Pro Football Focus's big board, I said 6, right? Princely Umanmielen, 28th overall. Trey Harris is 34th. Walter Nolan is 59th. Juice Wells is 75. He didn't even practice in the spring. And Ole Miss is still adding wide receivers potentially. Jackson Dart is 88. Your starting quarterback. Caden Priestcorn, 109. I mean, we're talking about right there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 already draftees going into the year, not to mention upside guys, like, for example, all the ones you've added in the portal. Yes, we talked about Princely and Walter there. But what about a Trey Amos? What about a Jordan Watkins, right? These are the guys Dejon Anthony wasn't on a big board going into last year, and Dejon Anthony was one of three draftees this year for Ole Miss. The point is this, with Hamilton now at corner, that was the one position where you're like, they could use a little bit more help. They don't need running backs. They lost the guy who set the single season Ole Miss rushing record as a freshman, and they got better. I mean, they've got a top 10 unit in college football, according to On3. And I don't disagree. You know, I hesitate to say it only because I don't want people to call us homers, but like they got rid of Quinshon. Well, didn't get rid of him, but they didn't fight really all that much to keep him and got better. So, and you know, it's an exciting time if you're an Ole Miss fan, and it's okay. Like I told my guy at the movie theater, it's okay to go, oh yeah, Ole Miss is one of the few national championship contenders hands down on paper right now in college football. And you can be bullish about, you know, what Ole Miss could be next year. That's okay, because honestly, I mean, they're operating at a different level. I mean, this proves it. The old days, we'd have covered for a week that this kid picked Ole Miss over Alabama. You know what I mean? And now that's just a little additional color to the story, right? Because Ole Miss is operating in this space better than most everybody else. And that includes the bluest of blue bloods, right? I mean, it's a time of transition for Alabama as well. And Alabama's not unique in that way. But, I mean, Nick Saban's gone. He's doing NFL draft coverage. Kalen DeBoer's the head coach now. Meanwhile, Ole Miss has Lane Kiffin and a program that has won, coming off a program record 11 wins, has been in the top 10 in each of the last three. And the college football playoff is expanding to 12 teams next year. And they keep adding. And they're not done. Like you said, I mean, we haven't even touched on Tyler Barron potentially. We haven't touched on a lot of guys because that's what it is now in college football. It's never going to stop. So, yeah, huge addition for them, Zach. And you look at the roster. I'm trying not to feed too much into it, but it's hard. It's hard. This is the best roster on paper. It's not even a question that Ole Miss has ever had. Period.
All right. Take a breath.
Did I talk too long that time?
No, that was impressive. That was wire to wire. That was good. No, I was shaking my head, not because I disagree that the talent is there. Best in the country is that's high praise. I do think
this is Georgia. It's Georgia. It's always Georgia. But yeah,
in Texas and Ohio State.
See, I don't know. I don't know, man. Like Quinn Ewers, I think could be the number one pick in the draft. I love Quinn Ewers. I'm a huge Quinn Ewers fan. And I know everybody wants to talk about Arch because, of course, they do. But, like, for me, Arch ain't getting on the field. I mean, if Arch is getting on the field this year, something went wrong with Texas, right? Because Quinn Ewers needs to take that step.
If Arch is on the field, Ewers is out for the year.
Yeah, Ewers is out for the year. Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Like, you want Jackson Dart to start every single game for Ole Miss. I mean, that's the design. If it's Walker Howard or Austin Simmons, something has gone wrong. Either there's been poor performance, regression, or – God forbid an injury has happened. Same thing with Texas. But when I look at the rosters comparatively, and if you just want to look like at recruiting rankings or however you judge or measure talented rosters, if you go through it from an analytical perspective, Walter Nolan was, for example, a five-star, the number it was top 25 player. Huh? Was he?
Number one. Yeah.
All right. I can't remember if he was on number one on On3 or not. Prince Lumon Mielin is the number seven ranked edge returning in the country, but even more than that, I mean, he's a starter from Florida, on and on and on. If you compare Texas and Ole Miss in that way, it's a whole hell of a lot closer than you think.
And I think this
honestly, I think Ole Miss is better right now.
This is a layered conversation too.
I agree.
You gotta peel it back because the schedule helps Ole Miss. I think where the games are helps Ole Miss. When the games are, I think this is a team, and we don't have to preface things with like, well, this is an Ole Miss podcast, but
right.
No, dude, like everybody's saying it. Like people expect Ole Miss to go 10-2 or 11-1. That's like, the expectation.
Yeah, which is because I remember what it felt like to watch Ole Miss, like it felt surreal for Ole Miss to win 7 of 8 SEC games in 2003. I mean, this is the same team that lost to Memphis and Texas Tech. There was always a caveat. You did this, but you also did this.
I was that's just not, about to say that.
Yeah.
Like this isn't, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have some.
Who's that quarterback for Texas Tech?
There's no more double vodka lemonades on the sideline, guys. Like beating Alabama and then losing to Memphis. Like
God.
Kiffin, remind me here, Ben. Kiffin's had what? Outside of the Arkansas game that was just whatever. One stinker? The Mississippi State game?
I don't know, man. The get your popcorn ready was a pretty bad stinker.
Yeah, but that was Alabama. I'm saying like losing a game that you should have won.
Yeah, okay.
Like an absolute gimme.
I know somebody's probably yelling into their speakers right now.
I'm pretty sure it's just the Mississippi State game in the rain.
Yeah.
The 2-point conversion play that was a great design, and Mississippi State read it perfectly and stopped it.
Yeah.
Like Kiffin has proven he wins at home. He will go on the road and take care of business. Like I feel like we need to get out of like the whole like we are Ole Miss thing. Like stop pushing that narrative. Like it's
I agree.
Okay, but first of all, bad things happen to everyone. It's not just Ole Miss that, you know, the college football gods have a magnifying glass and they're burning Ole Miss. Like it happens to everybody.
But it's way funnier and it's so built into the experience that it's fun.
I know, but it's also just really lame.
Well, yeah, but also funny. It's funny, but like now, it's just nonsensical. It doesn't match the reality at all.
Right. The reality is this is a legitimate top 10 team with the potential to be a top 5 team.
You have the potential to see your Ole Miss Rebels that you've been rooting for as long as you've been alive. I'm sure if you're listening to this, absolutely. You're a diehard if you're tuned into this right now. And I think anybody who knows me knows that I tend to be a little over the top one way or the other. I'm trying to be better. I've tried to be better. And I'm finding it really, really hard to not just be like, oh, yeah. What are the odds right now? Do you have them in front of you? Like, what are the championship? Football? Yeah, I want to know the championship odds. Because if I bet $100, what would I win?
Right now, BetMGM has Ole Miss at plus 1,600.
Dude, I would lay that down faster. Like, who? What are the other ones?
So Ole Miss is sixth right now. Georgia's plus 325. Ohio State plus 375. Texas plus 700.
Yeah.
Oregon plus 1,000. Alabama plus 1,400. LSU at plus 1,600. I don't understand this.
That's what I'm saying. If LSU had this roster, so I'm not doing that argument again. I've done it on the show enough. I'm not going to do it anymore. But if you were taking your $100, Zachary, on all those odds, with all those teams and what you know about them, what is the best bet today? Like best bang for your buck? $100 for Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State's at plus 2,500. That's not bad odds.
No, it's not bad.
I
love Texas. It said plus 700. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that a lot.
I'm interested to see what that offense is like without a Xavier Worthy stretching the field. He wasn't always healthy, but when he was out there, he was a weapon.
Right. Okay, thank you. Thank you for bringing this up. Thank you. Because Ole Miss has the best receiver in the SEC in Trey Harris.
Yeah.
Better. They have, if he's healthy, Juice Wells to mix in with Jordan Watkins, who's been one of the most accomplished receivers or productive receivers in Ole Miss history. Seriously, look at the stats. Ole Miss last year put up three receivers with 700 yards.
What did he
got
did
better?
He had what, like two drops last year?
He's incredible.
With a broken hand?
And he's your third receiver. Think about it. At worst, he's your third receiver. Most days, he's like your most reliable receiver because Trey's got to figure out like the durability question for the NFL. You know, I mean, his first game against Tulane hurt his knee.
This is a good – I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's another thing that I think really makes this Ole Miss team incredibly interesting. And if you want to jump on plus 1,600, I feel like
I'm saying
you might open up the app after you listen to this.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fired up, man, because we're
– This Ole Miss team is so intriguing because there are so many guys on this team who this is their bag year. Like this is your draft year where it's like, Trey Harris, Jackson Dart, Umami Ellen, Walter Nolan, Trey Amos, Isaiah
Jared
Hamilton,
Ivey, J.J.
John Saunders, Ivey, Pegues, all the linemen. Like, this is when
every lineman. It's not just Caleb Warren and Jeremy James, the guys you've known. It's Diego Pounce, who he's not on the PFF big board right now. And I've stood beside him and I've talked to him. That is, oh my God, I'm not an NFL scout, an evaluator. I'm not, I know that. I don't pretend to be, but my God, I mean, I've stood by enough draft picks. Diego Pounce, I mean, he's built like Laremy Tunsil. He's a little bit bigger. As far as like thicker, but like he's huge and he's got these mauling hands. He's what linemen tackles are supposed to look like. You're not having to put a player out of position or hope that this guy does this. Diego Pounds is a proven commodity. You needed a starting plug and play left tackle and you went and got him. The only reason he wasn't starting in the spring is because he was in a black no contact jersey, as everybody was, because Lane was protecting him, as he should, because spring doesn't matter. But that's another good example of a guy that isn't on the big board now. And what did I say? The most they've had in the 7-round NFL draft era, six overall selections. I've already listed you six, plus three more. Next year could be historic for Ole Miss in the NFL draft. I know you've talked about that some already, but that speaks more even to, I think, how good this roster is. Because, you want to have like the three deep loaded up Alabama rosters of old. No, Ole Miss doesn't have that, but you don't have to. They have one of the best two deeps in the country.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Hi, this is Kevin Kessinger, former Ole Miss baseball player, son of Ole Miss Hall of Famer Don Kessinger, and dad to Ole Miss All-American shortstop Gray Kessinger, and your local community banker with BNA Bank. BNA Bank has invested 125 years in our communities, and we know the needs of North Mississippi businesses better than anyone. As a commercial lender with BNA Bank, my priority is Oxford, and I'd love to help you and your business with any lending needs.
Visit www.bnabank.com to learn more. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. It's out there wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire. Customer inspired.
The sun's a shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry front door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver, so ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead, have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions Podcast Network.
It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen lighted up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm glad you mentioned Tunsil when talking about Diego Pounds, because our dear friend Bib Woodhouse, part of the Legal Gambling Council, he spoke with somebody who works with the Ole Miss radio network, and they were out at practice, I guess, a month ago or so. And, you know, it's weird how, you know, you can talk to multiple people and gather information from multiple people. It's bizarre. But the feeling that that person got was, hey, yeah, like this offensive line, everybody looks like a Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, I don't know. No. Okay.
And I know, look, this is coming from them on the field. And he was like, I've never seen an offensive line this big other than when Laramie Tunsil was there.
Yep.
Everybody is humongous.
Yep.
And they're still having issues with the defensive line. So, I mean, it's good on good every day. When it's the ones going at each other, I mean, that's must-see TV right now at Ole Miss. So, like,
for sure.
You mentioned the draft. There are going to be representatives from 32 NFL teams in Oxford all during the fall. They're going to be all there.
And I just want to stop you. No. Mm-mm. I'm not. No. 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 Okay.
You can take it up with them, but that's what they are saying.
After we're done, I got to find out who said this, because like, I get it. I appreciate the enthusiasm. I agree with.
This is a person that's played college football. So like,
yes, and they know more than me. But okay, but that's a bigger conversation. Just because you could play it better doesn't mean you can analyze better. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I accept that their expertise is greater than mine. But man, I was there every day for Laramie. Now it was a different breed.
I've stood next to Laramie too. Like,
no, I saw Laramie day one step
he's
in.
He's an alien.
I saw Laramie day one step in. He was the best player on the field. It didn't matter. He was a true freshman. It didn't matter who stepped up to play him. Who stepped up? CJ Johnson went on to get his cup of coffee with the Patriots. Love that guy to death. Friend to this day. One of the sharpest football minds you'll ever meet. And my man could technically whoop your ass. Now, he maybe couldn't out-physical you because CJ was undersized edge. He ended up moving to linebacker, a little slower-footed for it because of the injury stuff. But, like, CJ Johnson was an accomplished five-star prospect. And day one, he said, Laramie lined up. It was just different. Right. It was just different. So
I've seen the tapes.
Looks a little like him.
I've seen the tapes.
Nobody else on that line that looks like him. Nobody.
I
love a lot of the, like, Jerquan Scott's going to bring some marginal value that they did not have as far as their, like, number six, like their swing guy on the offensive line. Quincy McGee did enough. Victor Kern was awesome, right? But Quincy McGee still, he was lacking a little bit as far as some athleticism. So, like, Jerquan Scott, if he's at worst your sixth guy, man, what a good offensive line. Really good. The best offensive line collectively I think they've had. Oh, yeah, since Laramie. But
I think that's what I'm going to say. Like, that's the exactly point. I don't think this person was saying, well, we got nine Laramie Tunsil.
Okay, that's all. Just make sure. Just give my guy, like, give my guys love, you know.
There are multiple NFL guys out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
That hasn't been the case for Ole Miss in a long time.
Who are the other ones, though, for you on the offensive line?
I mean, I think
because we've been saying that about Jeremy for 3 years. We thought, I think
Julius Boello, Nate Kalipo, Diego. Yes, Pounds,
that's right. Yeah,
those three right there. I think
about the Washington guys. You're right.
They will be drafted.
Oh yeah,
I would be shocked.
Which one's the 6'7"? Is it Nate's the interior, isn't he? Is Julius Boilo? I can't remember. The one that's 6'7"?
I mean, they're both enormous.
They're enormous. Enormous. They look like you just dropped grown-ass men into the room. Not to say the others aren't, because Jeremy James, very accomplished offensive lineman. Caleb Bourne, very accomplished offensive lineman. Physically, though, these guys look all different. Very, very different.
Filippo is 6'6", 325. Yeah. Boilo is...
I think Boilo is like 6'7".
6'8", 315.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Boilo is the 6'8 guy.
Yeah, and Nate's just he's the little 6'6 guy.
Here's it.
Good grief.
If Bryce Young was the quarterback at Ole Miss, they'd have issues. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Everybody's humongous.
This is a great line for Jackson Dart, too, because, you know, Jackson, we're never going to get him to slide, ever. Ever. You know? Yeah. He's just, it's part of his game. He loves it. He loves the physical nature of it, right? So he's never going to slide. Then give him the most physically imposing and just great, like, mauling, like, bulldozing line you can give him. And like, let them try to protect him from himself. I love that. You got Diego's 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and he's 300 pounds. Julius Boilo's 6'8", 315. And Nate's just a small 6'6", 315 with a Jeremy James who's 6'6". You know, it's the best offensive line. And it kind of goes to what I was saying about Jerquan Scott, man. Like, that's like, at worst, your sixth guy. And we haven't even talked about that. He was like, who else did they add? They added other offensive linemen as well. It goes back to the original point with Hamilton coming in from Houston at corner. Find me the holes, man. Find me the holes. Find me the holes.
We alluded to it earlier. Let's circle back here so we don't leave a T uncrossed. But speaking of sources and having them, I talked with Elijah Badger's high school head coach. The Arizona State wide receiver that Ole Miss has reached out to, one of 20 programs that have reached out to him, put up really good numbers for a bad Arizona State team that had multiple quarterbacks. Uber talented guy. Talked to his head coach from Folsom out in California. He said he's super quiet. He doesn't know what he's going to do, but Ole Miss is still looking at talent, and that's the Lane Kiffin thing. I've had people ask me, like, hey, are they worried about Deion Smith? Well, no. Oh,
Deion's fine.
It's just Lane Kiffin, man. He's just wanting to add talent as much as he can.
What did Chuck put yesterday about Deion, real quick? Since it's the Old Spirit podcast. OMSpirit.com and Philly Bone 3. That's the site that we both write for. Chuck as well. Chuck did a post on Deion Smith on Sunday. Trey Harris brought it up on the Ivy League last week, the show that I produced with your boy Jared Ivy. They all expect. I mean, it's Deion's coming. There's nothing, as far as they know. Yeah. Deion's on his way, and yeah. So they got room. Best receiver in the SEC. Trey.
Yeah.
James, Jordan, Aiden Williams, and then you know I think Deion's the best of the group potentially. Deion's an NFL player, man.
He's an interesting. I'm excited not only for the potential, but just I want to see what he can do because you saw glimpses of it at LSU.
Going that way. I want to see him going that way and Trey going that way.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going that way.
And I think you put Juice Wells and Jordan Watkins in the slot, and I mean, you've got people in a vice grip. I mean, I don't know how defense.
Ole Miss has come a long way since LJ Taylor. I loved LJ Taylor, but LJ Taylor was the slot, you know. Come a long way here. I love LJ Taylor. He's awesome.
Ole Miss also extended an offer to Jack Estera, a Charlotte wideout. He originally played at Colorado. He left when Deion Sanders was there.
So you don't make anything of, like, you don't think, because I interrupted you like I always do, but, like, that didn't – the fact that they continue to offer receivers, that didn't say to you that they're worried about something or anything? Because I haven't heard that at all. Like,
no.
Lane believes in getting as many good players as possible.
Yeah, he's trying to create competition. He's trying to make everyone better. He's trying to add talent where he thinks. I don't think this is Lane Kiffin or the staff saying, well, we need to get better at wide receiver because we're not good enough. No, they're just hey, this is a talented dude. Let's give him a call and see what he says.
Yeah, Zachary Franklin was – I forgot that he was still here. And when he hits the portal again –
I don't know if he was physically there, but yeah.
What happened to the portal king? Zachary never got healthy. Once he did get healthy, he, you know, it's fine. This happens. It happens.
Yeah. Ole Miss also
in this world is, can you do it? Oh, you can't. Well, we tried. Or thank you.
Yeah, and Ole Miss also reached out to Iowa wide receiver Jacob Bostic. Which to me, if Ole Miss pushes for that, I think that's a 2025 piece. I mean, this is a guy that didn't record any stats at Iowa, but that's because he played at
Iowa.
Phenomenal athlete, a track guy through and through his whole life. His dad ran a track club team, triple jump, state champion. So I think that that's a play on, hey, this dude is a special skill set. Let's see if maybe we can add him. Because look, Trey Harris is going to be gone after next year. Jordan Watkins will be gone. Juice Wells, best case, is gone. So they're going to need pieces there. So, yeah, I don't think this is a red flag, or I don't think sirens need to go off that things are, you know, break. You know, the foundation's not cracking here, folks. Like, it's fine. This is just Lane Kiffin who is saying, hey, I want to add whoever I can that's going to make this team better. Like, that's his job. I'm pretty sure he said that, like, verbatim. Like, my job is to win football games and do it to the best of my ability. So, yeah.
I've seen the CEO approach firsthand. I don't think anybody would mind me sharing this story. Like, it is very organized for Lane. He is the CEO of Ole Miss football. And just for a good example of this, Jared Ivey has been playing for him for 3 years. He's one of his very best defensive players. And even he had to, like, go through the process to set up an interview with Lane, right? You get one for the Ivy League. And we walk in, and Lane was incredible. He's great. He was great to deal with both on camera and off. And when it was done, it was done. And then he's moving on to the next thing. When I say this is as streamlined as Ole Miss has ever been, buddy, these players know their position coaches. You know what I mean? And maybe half of their teammates. But they're winning at a level because the structure in the organization is that of an NFL team. He is the CEO. Yeah. Of them. And, you know, they chopped it up to Jared and Lane whenever they sat down. But, like, it's not one of those, hey, coach, I got a podcast I'm doing. Will you come jump on it with me? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you have to go through the proper steps. It's teaching and organizing in a way that's never been done before at Ole Miss, and it's working. And it's working because this is the culture for a CEO NFL approach to work. Old days, maybe it wouldn't have been like that. Maybe it wouldn't have worked because the coach wouldn't go out and, you know, do his he wouldn't buddy-buddy with everybody, right? He wasn't dropping in on every single Rotary club and everything like that. No, this is different. This is how the big boys operate, especially with the way college football and college athletics with NIL is now. I think you're going to see the same thing with Chris Beard too. I mean, the Arkansas flirtation was very, 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 very real. Anybody wants to argue it? Go ahead. Argue till you're blue in the face. My understanding, it was very, 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 very real. Just like Lane had those very real pursuits from other schools for a couple of years too. And then it's like, I can't remember what year we would say it, but like he locked in. You could tell he was in. You know what I mean? Maybe it was after Auburn. And the commitment both in how he operated and how he procured talent, how he went about just everything organizationally changed and went to another level. I think you can see that with Beard too, because Ole Miss coaches now see it in that commitment level as well. It's like, oh, this isn't like, oh, you know, Chris Beard went through his shit. I need to go to a place where they'll let me just coach and be about ball. Then I'll go to the big spot. You know, then that's when I'll come back. No, he's coming back at Ole Miss. But you have to see it. There has to be proof of concept. And there has been. And now for 2024, 25, yeah, get fired up. Because he's just trying to get the best players possible. It has nothing to do with, oh, well, Deion might not get his grades, or so-and-so is hurt, or so-and-so is doing this. Get as many good players as possible.
Speaking of that, and kind of the CEO approach, and, you know, kind of, hey, this is how we operate. this is how we're going to operate until it no longer works. Trusting the evaluation process. Ole Miss adds Mason Dunn, cornerback out of Tupelo on Sunday. It probably a 3-star. He's not rated by On3 yet, but Ole Miss vetted, did the evaluation. Pete Golding, Brian Brown, both in-person evaluation, film evaluation, talked to him, talked to his mom, and landed him on Sunday. I spoke with Mason's head coach, Ty Harden, on Sunday. You can read that story at omspirit.com. He gives a full scouting report of Mason. Look, 6'4", 180. First thing that jumps out, Ben, 6'4". Last time I checked, you can't coach 6'4". That's pretty loud right there, looking at the height weight there. So he's going to jump off a depth chart for sure there for everybody that
here's
loves
a,
depth
here's
chart.
An assistant coach at another SEC school. Make sure people don't turn a blind eye to Dunn. He's severely underrated. Kid is a stud.
There you go.
I, of course, responded with, who is Dunn? I was in Starkville all weekend. My daughter, Gracie, in her last soccer game before she ages out, she goes to middle school. Hold on. She got her first goal yesterday. This all breaks. I hadn't even heard of this kid till yesterday when Zach put his name up there. It's like high school recruiting used to be our thing. You know what I mean? And we still cover the shit out. Well, Zach covers the absolute shit out of it. He's the best in the business at it, in my opinion. Now I'm biased. All right, for the Ole Miss Spirit, OmSpirit.com for the 1-3, and he's my guy. But
people are saying it.
I learned about this cat on a soccer field in Starkville yesterday. So when I got this and I responded that way, this person responds with, the DB from Tupelo, you idiot. To which, hey, I mean, all in my defense, how many of these kids, like, I'm done after Aiden Williams now. Because that's what told me that high school recruiting, it's just we got to treat it with kid gloves now, you know? We were told Aiden Williams coming in and he putting on the number one and doing the thing. And where was Aiden Williams? Son Tareem Perkins.
And that wasn't just us, man.
No, that was everybody Lane. That was Lane.
Yeah.
Lane was in press conference saying, hey, y'all see it, we see it. I mean, I ain't got to say it. It is what it is. And yet, nothing. So, I trust your take on this. I trust your takeaway on this. I trust this person's takeaway on this. Sure, he's a great player, but in this culture, it's like, well, first of all, will he make it to campus? And if he does make an impact in year one, you're cooking with gas. You're going to pay to keep him, all those kind of things. But like, we're having to wait to see if Ole Miss can get into a second contract first. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at with high school. I want to see who gets to the second contract. Quinshon got to a second. He could have gotten to a third. You know, I mean, it's just the considerations for players is just different. You know?
Yeah.
But like the evaluation is apparently, like you said, 6'4", 180.
Yeah, coach said he's a legit man free, like we'll man you up, we'll lock you down. But he said he thinks he could still grow. So could grow into a big safety. But yeah, Pete Golding and Brian Brown, they offered him in January, went to see him multiple times, went to track practice, watched him move and track. I think that's such a big part of evaluation with high school kids is I do think most college coaches would tell you, like, hey, play multiple sports, man. Like, track helps so much.
Yeah, man.
Like, I talked with Jacob Bostic, the Iowa receiver, he talked about that, about how track helps you so much that other sports can't do.
Just in general, man. Like, it's ridiculous to see 15-year-old kids trying to throw, like, these sweeping sliders. Like, and you wonder why there's so many friggin' arm injuries out there. Oh, I got to have him throw a 94 by the time he's 15. And what are you doing? Let him go play pickleball.
Yeah. But Ty Harden, the head coach of Tupelo, said that from day one, Pete told him, he said, hey, this is one of our guys. Like, we'll be back. And they came back multiple times, built a great relationship with his mom and with Mason, got the commitment on Sunday. LSU, Mississippi State, Louisville, Minnesota, some of the other offers that he currently has. So, and look, here's another thing that I don't think gets mentioned enough, Ben. Tupelo has been a tough town for Ole Miss to get into.
Yeah. And that's another thing. That's what I'm saying. So, like, hey, this Tupelo guy that Ole Miss just committed, man, he's really, really good. I could go through some Tupelo names now. Like, if we really want to do this, like, there's a current wide receivers coach at Mississippi State, Chad Buffus, that whose recruitment was just, I miss those days a little bit. I really do. I miss those days. Well, it was the kid, like, P.J. Smith, I think was his name. Remember him, Tupelo? Maybe? Was his name? I can't remember.
You had the...
Holy guys. Tupelo's been not great.
Yeah, anyway. So
good it's to right see down that. The road.
I was going to say, it's just right down the highway. And a lot of good talent there. A lot of good players. It's a great program. Great, great school. Big school. There's a lot of talent there, but...
God, somebody did yell into the speakers too, Zach, because there was a quarterback from Tupelo. No, maybe it wasn't Tupelo. No, it wasn't Tupelo. Maybe he's from like, no, I don't remember. But he went to Georgia. Yeah, oh, God. I'm looking at something real quick because I know we got to get out of here. On three, way too early, college basketball top 25. You're almost Rebels ranked. Do you know where?
Yeah. I do. I think the new additions make this team very, very fun. In the offseason, I love the front court additions. And I think Dre Davis is a potential star in the 24th, SEC.
For those that might be wondering, 24th.
I think the after talking with a lot of people, it was the emphasis was we got to get older. We got to get experienced. We got to get back to what worked for Beard at Texas Tech. The run to the national championship game, that team was old. They were experienced. They had been there. I mean, you look at Jalen Murray coming back, Jamin Brakefield back. I think there's a really, really, really good chance Matthew Morrell comes back. He's going to go do the NBA draft combine tryout. We'll see what happens. But I think that there's a good chance he returns. I think if Morrell comes back, I think that's a legitimate team to make a run at the tournament. Now, I'm not saying how deep the tournament run could go, because it's a long way away. But I do think the pieces on paper are there. And then Morrell, Brakefield, Murray, you know, then the other returning guys and Caldwell and Coward. And I think the addition of John Bull as a true freshman is fun. I think that he has a the front court guys that have been added, I think is crucial for John Bowles' development in year one.
Yes.
Is a true
John Bowles can't be playing a lot in year one. You don't want him playing a lot in year one if you're going to have a good NCAA tournament, unless he's just like a lottery pick kind of guy, which he could be. He's a McDonald's All-American. I want to say this, though. Like, see, we're talking about football at a national championship level. We're talking about basketball, NCAA tournament. Who cares that Ole Miss baseball has had the worst SEC winning percentage over the last 2 years? Who cares? Their title.
It's a way too early top 25 for a reason, but I don't think it's crazy. And there are other people.
I'm just telling Ole Miss fans that are like, man, what can I pay attention to right now? Baseball sucks. We just gave you an hour of a football national champion recruiting and a basketball team that, frankly, way more fun anyway when they're winning. Like Marshall Madness. I don't know. The 2022 national championship run in Omaha was, you know, one of the greatest things ever. But still.
Reginald Buckner just had to clip his fingernails before that LaSalle game.
Man, LaSalle. I was like 2 seconds away from booking my flight to LA too.
Hey, everybody's favorite college basketball pundit, Trilly Donovan. He's a believer.
Hey,
I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he was like, "Look, man, They're adding some pieces. I just don't see how Chris Beard goes quietly without a fight."
That's what I'm saying. Like, Lane, after his flirtation and having to decide, you know what? You can win here. I can win here. Yeah, I can win here. Oh, Ole Miss isn't a little Ole Miss no more.
No.
Commitment came, and then the winning followed. I think that's something you can similarly see with Chris Beard. That's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. I mean, there's just a lot to be excited about. And that's why Ole Miss, man, you're I'm just saying, you don't have to get all in your feels about baseball. I think there's no way that their changes aren't coming in 2 weeks in baseball. Now, I'm not going to try to speculate of how significant the changes will be. Changes are coming in baseball in 2 weeks. Now, I don't know what those changes are going to be. But I think some changes are coming.
Real quick before we
have no choice, Zachary.
He said it, not me. I don't disagree. Real quick before we get out, our buddy Steve Wiltfong did a whip around this morning. There's some Ole Miss nuggets in there on quarterback target Keelan Russell. I won't give it away. Go read it. It's at our site. It's at On3. You can read Steve, all of his stuff, anywhere you get your college football recruiting, but it's on our front page. So when you go to ohmspirit.com, you will see it. I think Ole Miss is a very legitimate threat to SMU and Keelan Russell. I also did an interview with Keelan Russell last week after his official visit. You can read that at ohmspirit.com. So a lot going on. We've got portal stuff. Jake is doing the Lord's work. He's still covering baseball. And then Chuck, Ben, and myself are all writing about football. Again, ohmspirit.com. If you're not a member already, it's $1. Come join us. The conversation's fun on the message board. We'd love to have you.
Usually. lately, it's been a little... But we would love to talk about Ole Miss all day, every day with you at the Ole Miss Spirit. Just come to the Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Ideally, all we would do is talk about Ole Miss sports all the time. But, you know, some things...
Like the portal makes it fun where we can do it all year.
You and I have two very different definitions of fun. The fun thing is once it's done and you can be like, all right, you know.
Ben, you know how you spell fun, right?
W-I-N. That's how Houston Bill says you spell fun. So I'm rolling with that. W-I-N.
Win. Boy, you see Enrique out there hit that hole.
When he's fast, he's Enrique fast. There's two kind of fast. There's fast, and then there's Enrique fast.
Shout out to College Corner, bringing this show to you each and every day. Scott, the folks over there.
Katie Hill's on the Ivy League this week, and then Miss Tracy Ivy Muhammad for Mother's Day edition of the Ivy League. It's probably my favorite one we've done.
Oh yeah,
it was incredible. Hey,
who's this week?
Katie Hill.
Oh man, that'll be
Katie Hill. And awesome. Got future guests include Jackson Dart. Murphy Holloway, hopefully, because I want Murph and Jared Ivy. Jared was an all-state Georgia basketball player. I want then my guy, Murph.
They play one-on-one?
No. Free throw shooting contest.
Okay. Because yeah, one-on-one could get dicey. You don't want to get hurt.
But also, Murph was – he'll tell you, he's a bad free throw shooter. You know, 1-for-2 was success for my guy, Murph. So, come to find out from Miss Tracy – yeah, Jared wasn't a great free throw shooter either. So the content possibilities are gone.
Also, if you've seen Murphy Holloway lately, you know that nothing to be trifled with.
No, Murph could still go, man. He'll tell you. He's like, all those guys last year, Musa, they all step in. Yeah, you want to give the old head a go? This man played a decade overseas too. You know, he was one of the only players in SEC history with like 1,000 points, 1,500 rebounds. I mean, the man, he plays bully ball. So it would be fun because, like, yeah, a lot of these football players can ball. Trey Harris can ball. Brandon Turnage can ball. All right. Jared Ivey. A lot of them former All-State in these sports. But, like, they need to know that, yeah, you're good and you're about it, but you're still – you know, I would love to put Murph and Jared go one-on-one. It'd be fun. In free throws. Free throws. Only in free throws. Don't want anybody.
To bring it full circle, Ben, we learned over the past couple weeks, you don't mess with a short king from Compton.
Do not.
And we also are telling people that you do not try to play people in basketball that have played overseas and look like Murphy Holloway.
This is one of my favorite Ole Miss stories. I'm not going to bust him up, but there's a former Ole Miss sports information director that believed himself to be maybe better at sports than he was. And but he's also someone who is very much had a strong belief. You all got to love yourself first. So he believed in himself, which is great. But he was like, I can catch a pass from Jevon Snead over the middle. I can beat Patrick Spock 1-on-1. Patrick Spock was a walk-on at Ole Miss in Ole Miss basketball. So the rest of his friends in the sports information office set these things up. You know, Jevon Snead, God rest his soul, threw a slant to this man, and he bobbled it. It was, whoa! Right? And then he played Patrick Spock. Ginger fam, Patrick Spock, right? Into the bench. Walk on. 21. What do you think the score was?
But he could probably get buckets, though.
21-0.
Yes.
Patrick Spock. It's like in the NBA. Yeah, you think you can ball, but Brian Scalabrine's going to come into the Turner Center one day.
Shout out Patrick Spock.
I'm just saying.
It's a Star Trek
you
reference.
You think you can ball? You think you can ball?
Dude, that's like the viral video of the people that would challenge Brian Scalabrine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he would just cook them.
Yeah.
Like, this dude plays the NBA. Are you stupid?
It's the elite of the elite. And yes, the SEC college basketball isn't as elite, not even close, not even in the same ballpark. But humble, like, some of these kids just need to be humbled a little bit. You know, they need to be taught who the old head. Like, Murphy Holloway, that's my guy. Murph, I don't care. Moose is season, you bring him in here. Like, I'm going to put my money on Murph. Back to the basket, going left. He'll get a bucket. That's all I'm saying. And get the rebound if he misses.
I'm not a big guy.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm 5'10". But even then, standing next to Murphy Holloway at Thompson Bowling, I'm sure people saw that and were like, what is this guy doing out there? Because Murphy is enormous. All right.
So be on the lookout for those things. Oh yeah, and the Eli Manning Grove Collective event.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Riverland Roofing, who is the sponsor, of course, of the Ivy League. So an Ivy League, we're hoping to have an Ivy League with Eli. So be on the lookout for that too. Fun stuff. Here on the Talk of Champions Network, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com for the Vaughn 3. And the Daily Flagships with your boy, Zach.
Eli Manning, a.k.a. Tom Brady's dad.
Yeah. Played for the team I hate the most.
We'll get...
Damn New York Giants.
This has been a fun Monday edition of the Flagship. We will have more this week. We've got some good interviews lined up. Look, like, subscribe on YouTube, leave a comment, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get them. We appreciate it. College Corner makes it possible, but we do it for you guys, the listeners, guys and gals, I should say. We appreciate y'all tuning in each and every day. Appreciate Ben hopping on this morning. It was fun to chop it up.
Miss you, buddy. Hey, if anybody wants to see me play Tarzan's best friend, Turk, I did that for the Magnolia Theater Company here in New Albany, Mississippi. Swung from Vines. Go live if you want to see that. Other than that, man, that's all I was doing for 2 months. I've been, covering some Ole Miss stuff and swinging from Vines. And I'm sorry that it took me till now to get back on with you on the show again that I founded. The Flagship is mine, but also it's now it's Zach's. It's Zachary's, starring Zachary Berry. It's fine. But I got to drop in every once in a while to at least be like, hey, I still like talking.
It's all of us. It's all of us.
Got a haircut too, see? Didn't even wear a hat today, right?
How about that?
How about that? I did keep the headphones on for today. It's like Linus in his security blanket. You got to put something on. I got to put something on my head to make me feel like, I can be a person.
All
right. I don't even think I hear anything out of the computer on these right now.
You're like me when I used to walk around New York. I would just put them on, just people wouldn't talk to me.
They wouldn't talk to me. Leave you alone.
Speaking of hats, Sweetens Cove, we're thinking of you. Best wishes, getting that grass to grow back. Thinking of you. Hope to get out there in the fall. That'll do it for this Monday edition. Shout out to Ben. Shout out to College Corner. Shout out to you all, the listeners. And we'll be back on Tuesday with another one. Until then, we out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.